ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. జిజ్ఞాసాధికరణం అథాతో బ్రహ్మ జిజ్ఞాస. జన్మాద్యతికరణం జన్మాద్యస్య యతః. శాస్త్రయోనిత్వాధికరణం శాస్త్రయోనిత్వాత్. సమన్వయాధికరణం తత్తు సమన్వయాత్. చాప్టర్ 1, 4th పాద. ఆనుమానిక అధికరణం ఆనుమానికమప్యేకేషామితి చేత న శరీర రూపక విన్యస్త గృహీతే దర్శయతి చ. సూక్ష్మం తు తత్ అర్హత్వాత్ తద్ధీనత్వాత్ అర్థవత్ జ్ఞేయత్వ అవచనాచ్చ వదదీతి చేత్ న ప్రాజ్ఞో హి ప్రకరణాత్. త్రయాణాం ఏవ చైవం ఉపన్యాస ప్రశ్నశ్చ మహత్వచ్చ. చమసాధికరణం చమసవత్ అవిశేషాత్. జ్యోతిః ఉపక్రమాతు తథా హి అధీయత ఏకే. కల్పనోపదేశాచ్చ మద్వాదివర విరోధః. సంఖ్యోపసంగ్రహాధికరణం న సంఖ్యోపసంగ్రహాదపి నానాభావాత్ అతిరేకాచ్చ. ప్రాణాదయః వాక్యశేషాత్. జ్యోతిషైకేషాం అసత్యన్నే. కారణత్వాధికరణం కారణత్వేన చ ఆకాశాదిషు యథా వ్యపదిష్టోక్తేః సమాకర్షాత్. బాలాఖ్యధికరణం జగత్వాచిత్వాత్. జీవముఖ్య ప్రాణలింగాన్ని చేత్ తత్వ్యాఖ్యాతం. అన్యార్థం తు జైమినిః ప్రశ్నవ్యాఖ్యానాభ్యాం అపి చైవమేకే. వాక్య అన్వయాధికరణం వాక్యాన్వయాత్. దిస్ ఈస్ ది 19th సూత్ర ఆఫ్ ది 4th పాద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ అండ్ వి సా ది జనరల్ అనాలిసిస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సూత్ర ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ క్లాస్. We will go to the word analysis. Mr. Balakrishnan, can you please mute your phone, microphone? Mr. Balakrishnan, please mute your microphone. Now let us do the word analysis. Vakyanvayat is the sutra. So we said from the trend of the statements in this section, the word Atma of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, chapter 2, section 4, 5th mantra is to be understood as Paramatma. So from the trend of the statement in the section is the meaning of the sutra. That's what the meaning of the sutra is. Vakyanvayat means from the trend of the statement in the section. And the word Atma we have to supply and it is to be understood as Paramatma. Now let us see the significance of the words. The word vakyam refers to all the statements of the sections and anvayaha means the flow or the trend. So the movement of one after the another. So this means the flow or direction. So vyakyanam anvayaha means the drift of the statement. Because of this trend, we conclude Atma is Paramatma. This is the main sutra of this adhikaranam. Now let us go to the next sutra. Pratijna siddhehe lingam asmaratyah. This is the 20th sutra of this pada. 126th Brahma Sutra. And Vyasacharya, he answers a possible objection here. Now let us do the general analysis of this sutra. And while establishing that Atma is dealing with Paramatma only, Shankaracharya quotes a significant statement revealing Atma refers to Paramatma alone. Now the Purvapakshi quotes some statements where Atma refers to Jivatma alone. And he gives three instances, not just one. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 2nd chapter 4th section 5th mantra says, Yajnavalkya begins the mantra saying that nobody loves wife or husband and all that thing. Nobody likes the spouse for spouse's sake, but for one's own sake. We already saw this mantra in the last class. Saho vacha nava are patyuhu kamaya patihi priyo bhavati. Atmanastu kamaya patihi priyo bhavati. Nava are jaya ye kamaya jaya priya bhavati. Atmanastu kamaya jaya priya bhavati, etc. We saw this mantra. And one loves another person for one's own sake. And when the Upanishad says one loves wife, husband and all that, Purupakshi says for the sake of self alone, one loves the spouse and there is no question of spouse, putra and all that thing at all. The very fact a list of things of objects of enjoyment or bhogya vishayaka are given in the Upanishads, it should mean that the self talked about should be only bhokta jivatma, bhokta atma alone, that is the jivatma. Otherwise, why all those relationships should be mentioned? And this is first instance Purupakshi gives. And the second instance he gives is, in the same chapter, second chapter, fourth section of Brihadaranyaka, 12th mantra says, sayatha saindava kilya udake prastha udakameva anuviliyeta naha asyam udgrahanayam yevasyatu yato yataha tum adaditam lavanameva evam va are idam mahadbhutam anantam aparam vijnana ghana eva etebhyah bhutebhyah samuttayam tani eva anuvinashyati na pretya sanya astiti are pravimi iti hovacha yajnavalkyah. Yajnavalkya says like this to Maitreyi. Here the Upanishad talks about Vijnana Gana Atma Chaitanyam, a Chaitanyam which rises along with the body and which resolves within the body. There is no life and no recognition of things after death at all. Jivatma Chaitanyam alone is active when body is active, alive, and no more active when body is gone. Jivatma Chaitanyam. It is Anitya Chaitanyam and it cannot be Paramatma Chaitanyam, but it is Jivatma Chaitanyam only. That is the Purupakshi's argument here. And the next example he gives is, again from Brihadaranyaka, second chapter, fourth section, 14th mantra. And this mantra also we have seen earlier. Yatra hi dvaitam iva bhavati tad itara itaram jigrati tat itara itaram pashyati tat itara itaram shrunoti tad itara itaram abhivadati tat itara itaram manute tat itara itaram vijanati yatra vasyam sarvatmaiva bhut tat kenakam jigret tat kenakam pashyet tat kenakam shrunuyat tat kenakam abhivadet tat kenakam manvita tat kenakam vijaniyat. Yenetakam sarvam vijanati tam kena vijaniyat. Vijnataram are kena vijaniyat iti. This refers to the knower principle and pramata principle. And the Purupakshi argues vijnatma is jivatma. The end of the mantra states upakrama upasamhara is jivatma only. So Purupakshi says that I will quote the same sutra and ask you to explain the Jivatma reference in this section, which is to be given by three different acharyas. That's a big task. When Jivatma is talked about, Paramatma is referred. That is what their contention is. When Jivatma is talked about, it is not referring to Jivatma. It talks about Paramatma only. And the first acharya is called Ashmaratyaha. That is the name of the acharya. And the sutra 22 talks about his contention, Asmaratyaha. And the second acharya is Audulomihi. So 23rd sutra talks about the contention of this acharya, Audulomihi. And the third acharya is Kashakritsnaha. Sutra 24 supports Vyasacharya's stand. And Kashakritsnaha talks about this. And the word Atma in the mantra refers to Paramatma only. So now we have to see the interpretation of all the three acharyas. Then Vyasa will point out that sage Kashakritsnas is the best explanation. Ashmaratya says, Eka vijnanena sarva vijnana pradijna. That is Paramatma Vijnana, Sarva Vijnana is the proposition of the sutra. By knowing Paramatma, all Vijnanas, everything is known, which we have already established in the last sutra already. And Pratignya is what is the expression here. So if Paramatma Vijnanam gives Sarva Vijnanam, knowledge about everything else, then Paramatma Vijnanam should lead to Jiva Vijnanam also. The sage argues, Asmaratya, that this is possible only under one condition. Namely, Jivatma should be non-different from Paramatma. Then only knowledge of Paramatma should lead to Jivatma knowledge. Then Jivatma has to be non-different from Paramatma. And since Jivatma is non-different from Paramatma, in the place of Paramatma, Jivatma also can be talked about. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad indiscriminately talks about Jivatma also, where the topic is Paramatma. So it should be understood properly. It is so because the Upanishad wants to convey Jivatma is Paramatma because Paramatma Vijnanena Pratignya is there. It is only an indicator of Pratignya Vakya. Paramatma Vijnanena Jivatma Vijnanam Bhavati. This is Ashmaratya's method of justification. Now we will do the word analysis of this sutra. This lingam, the word lingam means mention of Jivatma in the place of Paramatma, in where in the second chapter, fourth section, fifth mantra of Brihadaranyaka, that is the evidence. And Pratignya Siddhehe means for the establishment of the proposition in the mantra. That is Pratignya Siddhehe. And Asmaratya is the sage, Asmaratya, he considers so. So in this for lingam, the word evidence alone is the meaning here for lingam. And Pratignya Siddhehe means for establishment of proposition. The sage considers so. Sage is Asmaratya. We have to supply here, that we have to supply in this particular sutra. Now we will go to the significance of the words. Pratignya Siddhehe means proposition. What is the proposition? Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam. By knowing one thing, you know all. By knowing one Atma, everything is known. From where? Second chapter, fourth section, fifth mantra, Brihadaranyaka, that we just read. Then Siddhihi. Siddhihi means establishment. It is for the sake of, we can take Chaturthi here, Chaturthi Vibhakti, or we can take it as a Shashti also, Vibhakti connected with Lingam. And the next word is Lingam means evidence, proof. Or clue. So the clue is what? Talking about Jivatma in place of Paramatma. That is a clue. So Jivatma is non-different from Paramatma. And Asmaratya, the Rishi, he is the sage. That is the Asmaratya refers to the sage who proposed this particular interpretation. Now let us go to the next sutra. Utkramishyata yevap. Evam utkramishyata evam bhavaditya audulobihi. So this is the name of the next rishi. Evam bhavaditya audulomihi. Utkramishyata evam bhavaditya audulomihi. Now the argument in support of the 19th sutra is again continued here, as I mentioned, because three acharyas are going to interpret. We already saw Asmaratya's interpretation. Now Audulomi, he is giving his contention here. He says that Jivatma is would be Paramatma. Jivatma is would be Paramatma. The proof is what? The third chapter, second section, eighth mantra of Mundaka Upanishad he quotes. And he says, Yatha nadyaha syandamanaha samudre astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya. Tata vidvan namarupat vimuktaha paratparam purusham upaiti divyam. As the flowing rivers, nadyaha, they get themselves disappeared, sandhyamanaha, when? In the ocean, samudre astangachanti. Losing their special names, nama rupe vihaya. When Ganges mixes with Bay of Bengal, there is no more Ganges there. It has become Bay of Bengal. So the wise person, the jnani, free from all his identification, tata vidvan nama rupat vimuktaha. free from all his identification with names and forms, goes unto the highest of the high supreme divinity, Parat Param Purusham Upaiti Divyam. So Audulomi, he takes the support of Nadi Drishtanta, the example of rivers, that every river is nothing but ocean because every river is rushing towards ocean. So it is going to be, every river would be ocean, to say. Similarly, Jivatma is Paramatma, would be Paramatma, because Jivatma is to ultimately merge with Paramatma. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us see the words. Audulomi says, Jivatma is mentioned in place of Paramatma because that will be the nature, that Paramatmanhood will be the nature of Jivatma. And Utkramishyata means which is going to transcend the Namarupa. So the significance of the word is what? Utkramishyata, transcending Jivatma. Transcend what it is transcending? Transcends Varna, Ashrama limitations, Namarupa limitations, it transcends. And for this Jiva, who is going to transcend the Namarupa, Varna, Ashrama and all that thing in future, Evam Bhavati. This nature is going to come. What nature? The Paramatma Swarupa, that nature is going to come. Since transcending Jivatma is going to shed all the limitations and become Paramatma, he calls himself Paramatma right now. Iti Audulomi, he says. Audulomi says like that. And also we read in Shruti that Paramjyotihi, arising from this body, appears in its own form as soon as it has approached the highest light. In Chandogya, we saw the 8th chapter, 12th section, 3rd mantra. Evame vaisham samprasadaha asma charirat samuttaya paramjyotihi upasampadya svena rupena abhinishpatyate sa uttama purushaha sa tatraha paryeti Jakshat Kridan Ramanam Ramamanaha Sri Birva Yanairva Nyati Birva Nopajanagum Naupajanagum Smaran Sparasparanim Idragum Shariragum Sayata Prayogya Acharene Yuktaha Yeva Mevam Aspin Sharirem Prano Yuktaha. That's what Chandogya says. Paramjyotihim Upasampadya. That Paranjyoti arising from this body, Svena Rupena Abhinishpadyate, appears in its own form, Svena Rupena. Saham Uttama Purushaham, Saha Tatra Paryeti, as it approaches the highest Purusha. That is the meaning of the words in this thing and the interpretation given through this particular mantra. Audulomi quotes this. Now let us go to the next sutra of this Adhikaranam, where the next rishi is going to interpret the same sutra. Avasthitehe iti kashakritsnaha. That is the sutra. Avasthitehe iti kashakritsnaha. This is the sloka, sutra 22 of the fourth pada of first chapter, 128th running sutra. What is the argument? The argument is support of sutra 19 only. Here also given, it's continued. And kashakritsna, he is another rishi, he says, Paramatma alone obtains in the form of Jivatma in the body and only Nama Vedaha, Natu Nami Vedaha. There is no Nami Vedaha, but Nama Vedaha eva. Unenclosed, unembodied Atma is called Paramatma. And the same Paramatma obtaining in the body is called Jivatma. And he takes Chandogya Upanishad Vakyam from the 6th chapter, 2nd section, 3rd mantra. Tadaikshatam bahusyam prajayeyeti tat tejo srijatam tat teja ikshatam bahusyam prajayeyeti tad apo srijatam tasmat yatrak pacha shochati. The entire mantra that we have already seen in the 6th chapter in detail, and this mantra says, this is, we call this Anupravesha Shruti there. We have similar Anupravesha Shruti in Taittiriya Upanishad also. So all the Anupravesha Shruti, they all confirm the view that Paramatma alone is in the form of Jivatma. Paramatma thought, what is Anupravesham? Paramatma thought, let me create the body and let me myself enter. Pravesham, Anupravesham. I create the body and thereafter let me myself enter the body and function as Jivatma. That is what Paramatma thought. So kamayata bahusyam praja yeyeti. So Paramatma himself assumed the name of Jivatma after having entered the body. First, we will see the word analysis here also for this one, even though general analysis is done. So here the Rishi Kasakrishna, he says, since Paramatma alone remains in the form of Jivatma in the body, Jivatma is mentioned in the Maitreyi Brahmanam in place of Paramatma. So avasthitehe means remaining or residing. Avasthitehe, Paramatma is residing in the form of Jivatma that we have to supply. So says whom? Kasakrishna Rishi. Now we have completed now all the four sutras of this Adhikaranam. What is that one? This is called Vakyanvayata Adhikaranam, Vakyanvayata Adhikaranam. And through this Vyasacharya, what he has established? That Atma talked about in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is Paramatma Eva and not Jivatma. Now the question came, if Paramatma is central theme of this Brahmanam, Maitreyi Brahmanam, why it started with Jivatma in the beginning and it goes in the middle also, and at the end also, everywhere it is talking about Jivatma, then that becomes the Mukhya Vishaya. So three sages justified, Asmaratya and all these people, three people, Avadhulomi and Kasakrishna, they all justified as to why we conclude that Atma referred to is related to Paramatma only and not Jivatma in these three sutras, 20, 21 and 22 of this Pada. And of the three justifications, Shankaracharya, he has his own preference. He considers Kasakrishna's justification is the best. In his Bhashya, he mentions all this. And while dealing with Paramatma, why should Jivatma be introduced at all? That is the question by Purvapaksha. Asmaritya, what did he say? He said, Jivatma introduction is meant to support the Pratijna Vakyam. Pratijna Vakyam is what? Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam. Sarva includes Jivatma also. So this is possible under only one condition, that is the Upanishad wants to convey. So by Paramatma Vijnanam, Jivatma Vijnanam is possible only if Jivatma is non-different from Paramatma. So hence in the place of Paramatma, Jivatma is discussed to show Jivatma is not different from Paramatma, is Ashparatya's contention. But what Shankaracharya says, he says, we are not happy with this justification. Why? Because the pratijna is what? Eka vijnanena sarva vijnana. Okay. And Shruti says, Shruti means Veda, Upanishad says, Paramatma is karanam and Jivatma is karyam. That is the pratijna. That is how the example, for example, mrit karanam, clay is the karanam and pot is karyam. That has been explained like this. So if we extend this pratijna, that principle, if you say what will amount to Paramatma Vijnanena and Jivatma Vijnanam, and it will mean what? Paramatma will become Karanam and Jivatma will become Karya, effect. And therefore, when Asmaratya says, what is in his hands, in his mind? Karya Jivatma is non-different from Karana Paramatma. That is his contention, right? Because Jivatma will be product karyam and Paramatma will be karanam, and he says they both are same. And then what will happen? Jivatma and Paramatma will have karya karana sambandha. Karya karana sambandha is not absolute aikyam, but partial aikyam only. And therefore, we don't accept this justification at all. When we say that Asmaratya followers, they argue, why don't you take Jivatma as karyam and Paramatma as Karanam, as we have several Srishti statements to show that Jivatma is Karyam and Paramatma is Karanam. They quote a lot of examples also. From Taittiriya Upanishad, in the third valli, first section, second mantra says what? Yatova imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayante visham vishanti, tad vijigyasasva, tad brahmeti, satapotapyata, satapastaptva. Here, Bhutani means Jivatma. Living being is the contention of Asmaratya. And hence he opines, Paramatma is Karanam and Jivatma is Karya. So in Bhrigu Valli, third chapter, that is Taittiriya Upanishad, it is made very clear that jivatmas are born out of paramatma. Similarly, in the second chapter, first section and first mantra, Mundakopanishad, what it says, tadetat satyam yata sudeeptat pavakat vispulingaha sahasrashaha prabhavante sarupaha tataksharat vividhaha somya bhavaha prajayante tatra chaivapi yanti. And this mantra also confirms jivatmas are born out of paramatma as the thousands of vispulingaha sparks originate from the flaming fire. Therefore, asmritya followers say paramatma is karanam and jivatma is karyam. That is the question again. For that, what is our answer? Our answer is jivatma and paramatma have got karya karana sambandham only with respect to shariram. One has to be very careful. No confusion. Karya karana sambandha is there when? Only with respect to shariram, upadhi. And from swarupa drishtya, there is no sambandha at all. But jivatma and paramatma is aikyam and not that one is born out of the other. Since jivatma and paramatma aikyam is taught in Vedanta, we should not talk of jivatma and paramatma sambandha. And if jivatma and paramatma is identical, we cannot say paramatma vijnanena jivatma vijnanam also. But what you say, what we should say instead? Paramatma vijnanam eva jivatma vijnanam. That's all we should say. It is not that one knowledge leads to the other knowledge, but one knowledge itself is the other knowledge. Paramatma knowledge is jivatma knowledge and vice versa. So eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam cannot be used for jivatma vijnanam. In case of prapancha, we say paramatma vijnanena prapancha vijnanam. No problem. But when you talk about jivatma, you should not say paramatma vijnanena jivatma vijnanam, because jivatma and paramatma have no sambandha whatsoever. Paramatma itself is jivatma. So says whom? Kasha Krishna. And it is seen that while Asmaratya talks of partial identity of jivatma and paramatma, Kasha Krishna talks about total identity of jivatma and paramatma. Hence, Asmaratya's contention is not acceptable. And Kasha Krishna's argument only is acceptable by Shankaracharya. And Audulomi, in between what he says, jivatma is talked of because jivatma is a would-be paramatma once the jivatma gains self-knowledge. What's the problem with this? Here, future participle is used. And Shankaracharya says that he is not happy with this interpretation. Why? Because when we say jivatma is going to become paramatma someday later, it would mean jivatma is not paramatma now. Therefore, you will become paramatma in future. First defect is what? Jivatma is not paramatma now is the first defect. And second defect is what? Jivatma will become paramatma in the next state. That means what? Jivatma is in a lower state now, and it is going to reach a higher state tomorrow as paramatma. Higher and lower state belongs to what? Not to consciousness, chaitanyam, but it refers to the thinking only. Ignorant state of mind is called a lower state and of consciousness. And wise state of mind is figuratively called higher state. So this is not acceptable to us because chaitanyam, consciousness is what? Nirvikaratvat. So there is no lower state and higher state for consciousness. And there is also time factor involved for jivatma to become paramatma. And Vedanta says that you are now paramatma alone. Whether you like it or not, or whether you are pure or impure, you are paramatma. And the second justification also is not acceptable. In the first argument, the aikyam is partial. And in the second justification, aikyam is a future event. Asmaritya's argument, aikyam is partial. In Audulomi's interpretation, aikyam is a future event. Therefore, both are not acceptable to Vedanta. Kasha Krishna's justification, the aikyam is total and it is immortal. That is only acceptable to Siddhanti. avasthitehe. Avasthitehe means Paramatma alone dwells in the body as Jivatma. And Shankaracharya votes in favor of Kashakrishniya Matam, his idea. And the Purvapakshi, he quoted in between a mantra where the Upanishad talked about temporary consciousness. He will not live that easily. He talks about temporary consciousness. And this has referred to the second chapter, sixth section, 12th mantra, Brihadaranyaka. We already read this the mantra earlier also. Sayatam, Saindavakilya, Udake Prastam, Udakameva, Anuviliyetam, Naha Asyam, Udagrahanaya, Yivasyatam, Yato Yatahatu, Adatitam, Lavanameva, Yevam Vaare, Idam, Mahadbhutam, Anantam, Aparam, Vijnanagana, Yevaitebhyaha, Bhutebhyaham, Samuttaya. Yato yatastu adatita lavanam eva evam vai are idam mahadbhutam and all that thing. So tani evam anu vinashyati na pretyam sanya asti are bravimi iti hovacha yagyavalkya. Yagyavalkya tells this to whom? Maitreya. Maitreya Brahma. If you take a lump of salt, throw it into water, it dissolves into the water, and now you cannot pick up any more salt, it is dissolved. But from whichever part of water you take the water, it has only saline taste. Even so, this great, this endless, infinite reality, Paramatma, is only homogeneous intelligence. On account of these elements, the self, it stands out. And as soon as these are destroyed, all the other namarupas, everything, the separate existence, they are all destroyed. After attaining, it has no particular distinct identity at all. So he asked the question, who? Purvapakshi. When Upanishad talks about temporary consciousness, how do you justify the temporary consciousness quoting this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra? And Maitreyi got confused as per this statement. And Yagyavalkya, he did not, actually we dealt with this story in that discussion. Yagyavalkya, he does not resolve the confusion. He only says, things are clear, but you are only confused. And she said, this confusing. She said, only you are confused. Things are, the Upanishad is not confused. And Shankaracharya points out, consciousness is permanent. And when he talks about temporary consciousness, he talks of manifest consciousness or Pratibimba Chaitanyam, which rises in Jagradavastha, Swapna Avastha, and resolves in Sushupti Avastha. The Prajna, the consciousness, does the transaction and is subject to arrival and departure. For non-transactional consciousness, there is no question of up and down or coming and going. Therefore, Chidabhasa is but the manifestation of Paramatma only. Hence, we can call it as an avataram maybe. Chidabhasa is an avataram of Paramatma. And therefore, Upanishad talks of Chidabhasa consciousness. Finally, again, Shankaracharya justifies the last quotation given by Purvapakshi again, the second chapter, fourth section, 14th mantra, Brihadaranyaka, that we also saw earlier. The Upanishad talks about the knower Jivatma when the topic is Paramatma. Yatrahi dvaitamiva bhavati tadim itaragitaram jagrati itaragitaram pashyati itaragitaram shrunoti. We saw that thing, that mantra. And there also, tatkenakam vijaniya, when it concluded that way. Here also the answer is the same. I didn't read the full mantra because we just read earlier. So Paramatma alone is manifesting as Jivatma. Paramatma alone is conditioned by the Upadhi medium body. So Vishwa, the Vijnata, Taijasa, so Vishwa refers to the gross body. And Taijasa, the Vijnata, refers to the subtle body. And Prajna, the Vijnata, refers to the causal body, Karna Sharira. And we know from Mandukya Upanishad, Nanta Pragyam, Na Bahish Pragyam, No Bahita Pragyam, Na Pragyanaganam, Na Pragyam, Na Pragyam. Who is manifesting the Turiyam? The Turiyam is the manifesting, appearing as Anta Pragyaha, Bahish Pragyaha, Gana Pragyaha, all that, only Turiyam. Therefore, Turiyam is Paramatma in Mandukya language. So this Brahmanam, Maitreyi Brahmanam, it talks about Paramatma only. So with this, Adhikaranam is also over. Now let us take the five-factor analysis. Now, five factor analysis is what? First, Vishayaha. Vishayaha means the subject matter. And what is the subject matter here? What is the meaning of Atma occurring in the second chapter, fourth section, fifth mantra of Brihadaranyaka? That is the Vishayavakya. Samshayaha is what? The doubt. Does the word Atma refers to Jivatma or Paramatma? And Purupaksha, he says, Atma means Jivatma only because in the proximity, the mantra quotes all this relationship, husband, wife, children and all that. So in the proximity, husband, wife, children, they are all there. Near them what? Jivatma alone is there, not Paramatma. This is the flow of the textural support here. So if at all there is reason, we say Paramatma alone is in the form of Jivatma. That is our contention, Siddhanta's contention. And the Sangati is what? This Adhikaranam is in the appropriate place. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam, the seventh Adhikaranam. And the name of the Adhikaranam is called Prakriti Adhikaranam. And the sutra is Prakritischa Pratijna Drishtantaha Anuparodhat. Prakritischa Pratijna Drishtantaha Anuparodhat. This is the 23rd sutra of the fourth pada, first section, 129th running Brahma Sutra. And this sutra states that Brahman is the efficient cause as well as the material cause of the universe. This is slightly a big Adhikaranam with five sutras. And this is the penultimate Adhikaranam also of this pada, the fourth pada. And what is the central topic? The central topic of the first chapter is what? Samanvaya Adhyaya, that we already found, we already mentioned when we did the introduction. First chapter is called the Samanvaya Adhyaya, to show that Upanishads reveal Brahman only as an unique object to be known. Only the object to be known uniquely is Brahman. And unique object means what? Something which cannot be known by any other pramanam. Shruti pramanam only you need to have. And he establishes that Brahman is the central theme of Vedanta. So Vedanta is an unique pramanam for the unique subject of Brahman. Therefore, if one wants Brahma Jnana, one has to resort to what? Vedanta Jnana alone. And it is choiceless. If a person wants to gain moksha, one has to gain Brahma Jnana. If one wants Brahma Jnana, one should come to Vedanta Shastra. This is the background of Samanvaya Adhyaya. We mentioned it in the introduction itself. We can say Brahman is the subject matter of Brahma Sutra also. And Vyasacharya begins the chapter with the definition of Brahma. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. The first sutra we already, it began like that. And he concludes the chapter, fourth pada, with the definition of Brahman also. So the actual teaching begins with the second sutra. All these were mentioned during introduction. The actual teaching begins with the second sutra. That is, Brahman is Jagat Dharanam. Janmadhyasyayataha, we already started with that. And the teaching concludes in the seventh Adhikaranam of the fourth pada we are going to deal with now. And here Vyasacharya repeats Brahma Lakshana. Here also says Jagat Karanam Brahma. All these are all here also pointed out. And this can be taken for all purposes as the repetition of the second Adhikaranam of Prathama Pada. Even though it is the repetition, Vyasacharya wants to clarify certain points here. Brahman has been defined as Jagat Karanam. And the natural question comes what? Is it Nimitta Karanam or Upadhana Karanam? So from common sense point of view, we know it is material Upadhana Karanam. Nimitta Karanam is distinct. And we also know if Brahman is Nimitta Karanam, it cannot be Upadhana Karanam. And if it is Upadhana Karanam, it cannot be Nimitta Karanam. Either way, Advaitam cannot be established. From our common experience, we find Nimittam and Upadhanam are always different. When there is such a question, whether Brahman is Nimittam or Upadhanam, majority will take it as Nimitta Karanam only. Brahman being a Chetana Tattvam, sentient intelligent principle, it should be taken as Nimitta Karanam, and Brahman alone plans and executes creation. We have one set of people, they say Brahman is only Nimitta Karana, saying God is only an intelligent cause. And there is another group of people, and they say that Brahman is Srishti, Sthiti, Laya Karana, which means Upadhana Karana. So Nimitta Karana can never be Srishti, Sthiti, Laya Karana. Nimitta Karana means what? The intelligent Karanam alone. A carpenter is only Nimitta Karanam, intelligent cause to make a chair. He can never be Srishti Karanam. He can Srishti Karanam, but he is not Srishti, Sthiti, Laya Karana. Upadhana Karana, he is not. Brahman is Srishti, Sthiti, Laya Karana. And these people accept Brahman as Upadhana Karanam, and there is no talk about Nimitta Karanam by them at all. So one group says Brahman is Nimitta Karana Matram. Another one says Brahman is Upadhana Karana Matram. But Vyasacharya says Brahman is both Nimitta Karanam and Upadhana Karanam of creation. He is both material cause and intelligent cause of creation. And Vyasacharya will focus on Brahman as Upadhana Karanam here. And God is the material cause, which is emphasized in Vedanta. In the entire Karmakanda portion, we have worshipped God as what? As intelligent cause. We have prayed God as Srishtikarta. So here, therefore, Vedanta has to take God as Upadhana Karanam. And when we talk as take God as intelligent cause, what do? We add plurality, and we do not eliminate plurality. Previously, Jiva and Jagat was there, and now by taking Ishvara as Upadhana Karanam, we have added to the plurality. And now we have Jiva, Jagat, and Ishvara. So when I say Brahman as Nimitta Karanam, moksha is not at all possible. Or moksha, Brahman has to be Upadhana Karanam, and the entire creation is Karyam. The entire Karyam is not possible without the Brahman as the Karanam. Through this, we gain Advaita Siddhi.
Oh, beautiful. You made it?
All the beautiful comments are there. I don't know whose microphone is still on. I have told so many times, I don't know. They are actually still, I don't know whatever it is.
What is that?
So as Upadhana Karanam is unique to Vedanta. And Nyaya and other systems, they have already accepted Brahman as Nimitta Karanam. And Paramatma as Upadhana Karanam is unique teaching of Vedanta. Material causes matter. Conscious God as material cause is unique to Vedanta Darshanam, and therefore Vyasacharya wants to show it is Nimitta also. Will you please turn off your microphone, please, whomsoever it is?
Just to come to your house, right? How is your Tataji?
Galaxy One, please mute Haji yourself.
Haji Tata? Grandma? Grandpa.
This has been happening all the time.
Yes, have to, I know that.
Disengaging. I will ask you.
I'm talking about
we have a parallel lecture going on instead of Vedanta. Okay. So if God is taken as Nimitta Karanam, we will conclude God is different, and such a God is called Tatastha Karanam. And who is always the Tatastha Karana Ishvara, who is away from creation. So by knowing Tatastha Ishvara, I don't resolve duality at all. And duality based bhayam will be there always. Duality leads to bhayam. Nimitta Karana Ishvara cannot remove fear. And even if fear is removed, it is temporary only. To remove duality, Brahman should be Upadhana Karanam. Then there is cause for duality, and duality caused fear will be there with Nimitta Karanam. So, Anyatva Siddhartham Veda Akaranartham Brahmanaham Jagat Upadhana Karanatva Avashyaha Vartate. It has to be like that. Necessarily, it should be Upadhana Karanam, Brahman. This is going to be discussed elaborately actually in the Arambhanadhikaranam of second chapter of Brahma Sutra, when we go to that. Therefore also it is said that Brahman is Upadana Karana. And the third reason for this conclusion that makes Vedanta a unique Shastra. What is that? Brahman happens to be Chetana Tattvam, sentient principle or conscious principle. And in Vedanta alone, the conscious principle is material cause. And in all other systems of philosophies, the matter alone is material cause. Conscious being as an intelligent cause, all darshanam, all the six darshanam, they accept. All other darshanams accept Brahman as nimitta karanam. But Vedanta alone takes Brahman as the upadana karanam. Thereby, they assert Brahman is not different from the entire creation. So out of the six darshanas, four of them, Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, all these four darshanas, they hold that matter is material cause. And Vedanta says consciousness is the material cause. As regards to the next darshana, Purva Mimamsa, there is no question of cause because they say world was as before and there is no cause for the world to come into being, according to Purva Mimamsakas. Whereas we Advaitins, they call it as Chetana Karanavad. This has been discussed actually in Janmadhyadhikaranam, we already saw earlier. And in this Adhikaranam, Brahman is Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam both. And there too, focus here is on Upadana Karanam in this particular case. Now let us do the general analysis of this sutra. Here, Vyasacharya emphasizes Brahman is Upadana Karanam or material cause of creation, and he gives two arguments. First is the proposition given by the Upanishad. Brahman is Upadana Karanam. The Pratignya. What is the Pratignya? Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam. So the knowledge of everything is knowledge of one thing, and on analysis we find that this is possible under only one condition. That is Karana Vijnanena Sarva Karya Vijnanam Bhavati. By knowing the cause, all effects can be known. And here again, which Karana we should know? That is Upadana Karana Vijnanena Sarva Karya Vijnanam Bhavati. Therefore, Eka Upadana Karana Vijnanena, if you now prearrange it, Eka Upadana Karana Vijnanena Aneka Karya Vijnanam Bhavati. If Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati, and if we join these two sentences, we can conclude that Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Brahma Karana Vijnanena, Brahma Upadana Karana Vijnanena, Sarva Karya Vijnanam Bhavati. This is a powerful reason to establish Advaita. And where is the Pratignya given? We find this Pratignya in three Upanishads. First one is from Mundaka Upanishad, in which the very question by the student itself is what? Shavanako Havai Mahashalaha Angirasam Vidivatam Upasannaha Papracha. The student goes to the teacher Vidivate. And then he asks the question, Kasmin Bhagavaha Vijnate Sarva Midam Vijnatam Bhavati Iti. That is the question he asks. What is that by knowing which all these become known? Kasmin Bhagavaha Vijnate Sarva Midam Vijnanam Bhavati. And we find the same pratigya occurs in Chandogya Upanishad also, 6th chapter, 1st section, 2nd mantra. Tagumha Pitovacha. What he said? Shvetaketo Yennum Somyam Idam Mahamanaha Anuchanamani Stabdaha Sutat Tam Adesham Aprakshyaha Yena Ashrudagum Shrutam Bhavati Amatam Matam Avignatam Vignatam Iti Katam Nubhavaham Bhagavaham Saha Adeshaha Bhavati Iti. The teaching by which what is never heard becomes heard. Ashrudagam Shrutam Bhavati. What is never thought of, Amatam Matam Bhavati, becomes thought of. What is never known becomes known. And the essence is what? Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam. By knowing that one thing, that Karana Vijnanena Sarva Karya Vijnanam Bhavati. So the third thing, instance is in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, second chapter, fourth section, fifth mantra. In fact, this vakyam we saw in the previous adhikaranam itself. Atma vijnanena sarva vijnanam. Again, conversation between Yajnavalkya and this one. So nava are sarvasya kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Atma va are drashtavyaha, shrotavyaha, mantavyaha, nididhyasitavyaha, maitreyi atmano va are darshanena, shravanena, matya vijnanena, idam sarvam viditam. That is what Yajnavalkya taught Maitreyi. Here, what is conveyed by the word Atma? Whether it is Jivatma or Paramatma? The reason is what? Due to the trend in the significant statement occurring in the section, Atma Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati is established. So all these pratignas, they emphasize Paramatma is the material cause of creation. And the same view alone, Krishna also emphasizes in Bhagavad Gita. Yajna tvana punar moham evam yasyasi pandava yena bhutanya seshena drakshyasyatmanya tomayi. Following this path only, having achieved enlightenment from a guru, Arjuna, you will no longer fall into delusion. In the light of that knowledge, you will see that all living beings are only parts of this supreme and are within me. Once you know this, nothing need to be known. That is eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. And we don't say maya is material cause of creation. I want to make an incidental point here. Normally people may take maya as material cause of creation. Then it will be what? Maya vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. By knowing maya, one can get all knowledge. Then the knowledge will be what? Maya knowledge. Then Brahman will become what? A product of maya. If Brahman is not a product, maya vijnanena brahma vijnanam na bhavati. It cannot happen. Maya as material cause is said in some places for some purpose, but that is not the main teaching. In certain contexts, we do say, though maya is upadana karanam, but it is only in that context. It is contextual. One should not generalize that. One should be careful. And the second reason is, Vyasacharya gives is, because of the example given by the Shruti itself. And where, when we see in the first chapter of first section, seventh mantra of Mundaka Upanishad, what it says? Yatorna nabihi srijate grinnate cha yata prithivyam oshadayaha sambhavanti yata sataha purushat kesha lomani tatakshrat sambhavati iha vishwam. As the spider projects and withdraws itself, the web, spider's web. As all the herbs, oshadis, plants, they sprout from the earth. And as the hair, they grow on the head and body of person. So from the imperishable being comes out the entire universe. So the example given is material cause example. Spider is material cause of web. Earth is material cause of plants. Our body is material cause of hair. And then again, sixth chapter of Chandogya. Yata somyam ekenam mritpindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnatam syat. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrityiketyeva satyam. By knowing a single lump of clay, you know all objects made of clay. All changes are mere only words. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam, name and form only. But clay is the reality. The clay pot example is given, which reveals the material cause only. Brahman is comparable to the clay. Not that the clay is ultimate truth, but clay like Brahman for the sake of understanding. That's ultimate truth. Then again, sixth chapter, first section, fifth mantra of Chandogya. Gold example is given, which again says it is the material cause. Yata somyam ekena loha manina sarvam lohamayam vijnatam syat. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam lohamityeva satyam. And the third example is again sixth chapter, first section, sixth mantra of Chandogya. Yata somyam ekena nakha dikrintanena sarvam కార్ష్ణాయసం విజ్ఞాతం స్యాత్ వాచారంభణ వికారో నామధేయం. Iron and various products of the iron. Iron is the material cause. And all the three examples, what do they indicate? They indicate Brahman is the material cause. And in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, three examples are given. One is the fire smoke example to show Brahman is Srishti Karana. And the Dundubi example for Sthiti Karana. We saw that when we did the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad discussion. I didn't quote that mantra here. Dundubi example for Sthiti Karanam, and finally all the rivers merging into the ocean for Laya Karanam. So the Upanishad points out Brahman is Srishti, Sthiti, Laya Karanam, which means Upadhana Karanam. Srishti Karanam alone means Nimitta Karanam. And mantra, the second chapter, fourth section, eighth mantra, Brihadaranyaka for Sthiti Karanam. And this 11th mantra is the same section, same chapter, Laya Karanam. And the 10th mantra, Brihadaranyaka says, Srishti Karanam. So, Sthiti Karanam, Laya Karanam, Srishti Karanam. And these mantras and meanings are all given in earlier Adhikaranams also in detail we have seen. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now, let us go to the word analysis. What is the sutra? Prakritischa Pratijna Drishtantaha Anuparodhat. That is the sutra. 23rd sutra, 4th pada, 1st chapter. 129th running Brahma Sutra. Here prakriti cha. Brahman is to be known as material cause also. Cha also. Prakriti, material cause here. Pratijna drishtanta anuparodat. Since it is in accordance with the proposition and the illustration. This is the general meaning. So here now when we see word by word, Prakritihi refers to the material cause as opposed to Vikriti is the product. Prakriti is the material cause and Vikriti is the product. And material cause is Prakriti because it is available to make various products. For example, gold is available for making many products. And the next word is Cha, Prakritihi Cha. Cha means also. Brahman is material cause also. Means what? It is not only Nimitta Karanam, but also Upadana Karanam also. Or in addition to being the intelligent cause, Nimitta Karanam, it is also material cause, Upadana Karanam. And Pratijna. Pratijna means proposition, which means a beginning statement which requires a future elaboration. In all the above mantras, the statement is what? Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnana Pratijna. Vyasacharya keeps in mind, what are the Upanishads? Mundaka Upanishads in mind, Chandogya in mind, Brihadaranyaka in mind. In all the three Upanishads, there are so many examples which we have already elaborated. All these illustrations, they give the material cause alone. And parodaha means violation or contradiction, and anuparodha means non-contradiction. Or in accordance, or in agreement. So, acceptance of Brahman as the material cause is in accordance with Pratijna Vakyam and Drashtanta of the Upanishad. So, we accept Brahman as the material cause. And we will see the next sutra in the next class. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. కృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.